right. Big welcome to Madam Mayhem.
Hey. Hi.
So where are you guys? It looks like you're in your rehearsal space.
We are. We are rehearsing right now for our upcoming shows this weekend in Alaska.
Oh, coming to Alaska. Now, have you guys been here before?
He has.
One.
I've been before. I've been to Coots before.
Oh, wow. That's like the most classic place to play.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been there. it was a couple years ago. So, yeah, looking forward to getting back.
So where are we playing this weekend? Friday, you're at Coots.
Yes. And then we are playing at Everett's.
Oh, wow. A little Alaskan tour.
Yeah. We're venturing out.
So what brings you up here? I mean, we have the new single Head Case. It's doing quite well across the radio. But, you know, what was the idea to bring you all the way to Alaska?
I think we've been trying to come out there for a while now. And with our tour schedule, it wasn't really able to work. And so it just kind of worked out that way. And there's this awesome promoter over there, Kevin, and from Hooked Entertainment. And he helped us make it happen. And so here we are.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We're starred for rock and roll up here. You know,
we'll be there soon.
We want some extra rock and roll baggage with us. So,
wonderful. Now, the last time we talked was 2019. It was Fort Lauderdale. You guys were touring with Nonpoint. What is the plan after Alaska?
Well, we have a few shows back over in this area, in our neck of the woods, in the New York, New Jersey area, Pennsylvania. For the rest of March and April. And then there's a few more shows soon to be announced in the spring that hopefully will be announced this week. And then we will be playing some festivals in the summer, like Throwdown at the Campground in June. We have a bunch of new music. We will even be playing some of it at these shows in Alaska. They haven't even been released yet. So you guys are really going to be getting the first listen to a lot of our new material, as
exciting.
Well as the ones that you guys know and love. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a good year.
Now, for folks who haven't seen, go ahead.
Yeah. He said, if you guys don't like it, we'll scratch. You guys will be the judge.
All right. So if you show up to the shows this weekend, you will be able to vote on this new music, basically, with your applause.
Actually, yeah.
If everybody's just standing there when you're done, okay, we don't need to play that one again, right? No,
exactly.
That's not going to happen.
No.
Now, what can people really expect who have never seen Madam Mayhem before?
A lot of high energy, just good old hard rock music. I mean, you know, having a fun time coming out, rocking out. The thing I love about our music is it's very relatable as well as enjoyable. So if you don't want to get too deep into it, you can still just have a good time and just rock out and party with us. And then if you do, you know, want that more emotional connection, like that's there too. So I think, I mean, you guys have anything to add to the today?
No,
did I explain it?
That's pretty much spot on.
Yeah.
So what are you most looking forward to seeing in Alaska other than playing great shows?
A moose.
That's going to be a no-brainer. You're going to see that on the way in.
Am I going to see one, though?
I see one almost every day.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But, like, you have to, like, go, like, when you see the moose, what do? Like, I need to know.
You run up.
It depends. There, you really don't know how they're going to react. So slow is good. You know, just go slow.
Do not approach and don't.
I've walked past a group of moose with my two little dogs and had no problems. You know, it just all depends. You know, my dogs didn't know they were there. They were kind of oblivious. It was dark and snowy and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh, those are big. Moose are really big here.
Yes.
I'm very excited. That's awesome.
Woke up one morning, one was licking my truck. So
I have a question. How should we pack? What kind of clothes should we bring to
tell
Alaska?
Us everything.
Well, it depends on what you're used to, but it's actually, we're starting to warm up. We're not at breakup yet, but it's like been above freezing the last few days. And so everything's melting. We got a little snow yesterday and the day before, but it's already melting. Roads are good. I live on the Kenai Peninsula, which is south of Anchorage, and we have a mountain pass to go through to get up there. So it will depend on what happens in the mountains to see whether or not we're going to make it to the show. But
is the forecast for this weekend okay?
Actually, warming trend continues, which is a wonderful thing. That's a good thing about being in radio. We get to look at the forecast every day, right? And so there's no snow in the forecast, and we're supposed to have temperatures like into the 40s. So for us, that's kind of warm.
Great. Oh, that's awesome.
Great. So just our jackets and our normal stuff. We don't need to like pack an extra.
It won't be brutally cold. No. We're also on the daylight swing where we're gaining hours. And yesterday we were over 12 hours of daylight. So you have plenty of sunshine when you get up here.
We're going to be real confused.
When you come back, if you want to come back in the summer in the middle of June, we have almost 24 hours of sunlight.
Yeah, sweet.
And that's crazy.
When I was there, and that was really weird. Everybody had the shutters. You had to.
You have to if you're going to go to sleep, because at 11 o'clock, your body wants to go wash the car or something because the sun's out and it's right. It's like noon at midnight.
At 1 a.m.
Right. So that's been an adjustment. We're in December. We have maybe 5 hours of light in the middle of the night. December 21st, it's really dark from the time you get up to the time. And then it slowly gets light. And then in the fall, it starts going back the other way. So that keeps things interesting up here.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
that's
so
awesome. I can't wait.
Exciting.
Be careful. People come here and stay. It happens. I mean.
I see. I can see that.
I'm open to suggestions.
Yeah. I mean, the flight, it's far, man. You guys are far away.
I drove.
I mean, we're on the East Coast, so.
Like, Russia.
I drove from Hollywood, Florida to Kenai, Alaska in 8 days.
What?
Yeah.
Were you just like, you were just.
I was ready to get here.
Yeah.
I drove about 16 hours a day, me and my two little dogs.
My God.
I wouldn't recommend that to anybody, but.
No, we won't. We won't try that.
Yeah. Take your time getting here. It is quite the journey, so I'm glad you're staying here for a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, we get in. I think what, like the night before, and
we
then
get in Thursday night, like close to midnight.
Yes. Right.
Our time.
Yes.
Which is like 4 a.m. your time. So you'll be tired.
So it's only 4 hours. Yeah. And then we play the next night at Coots. And then the following day we go over to Everett's, and then we fly.
What a great drive.
Next day. Yeah.
You're going to love it. I mean,
hey, don't we go by like the North Pole, like the Santa Claus Village or something?
There is a North Pole up there. I don't know where Everett's is in relation to it, but maybe. We'll have to look it up.
I know there is a city called North Pole.
Oh, there is, yes.
Because there is a goaltender from the Los Angeles Kings who is from there.
Oh, wow. There's also, there was a great aurora there last night. I just posted it on my social media. Oh, nice. The aurora was really out last night. It was pretty amazing.
I got to stay an extra day.
See?
I don't make the rules. I didn't book it.
Well, you'll have to come back then.
Yeah.
No, that's for sure.
We're really excited. It's going to be a really fun time for us just experiencing Alaska and seeing everybody out there. But more than that, also like just like playing these shows and being able to rock out over there is going to be really fun.
I've been here 2.5 years. I got to say the crowds are very receptive to music. This is a very musical place.
So,
one of the more musical places I've lived.
I love that. That's important. That's always the most fun when people just love music in general and just come out to have fun, whether they are familiar with us or not.
We do a summer concert series in Soldotna, which is our next door neighbor. A lot of fishing here. But in the summer, every Wednesday night, we do a thing in the park. They've got an amphitheater. We have local and regional bands play. And we'll have several thousand people come out. They have no idea about the music, but they just want to hear the music and dance and have fun. And you're going to see a lot of that this weekend.
That's wonderful.
Maybe we should. This summer as well.
Oh yeah, we'll see. Oh,
you should.
If it goes well,
we'll talk.
Yeah, we got. If we get booked, we can go.
Yeah. They don't boo us, Friday.
Yeah, if we don't get booed.
Yeah.
Well then, it's on you. Then it's totally on you to perform Friday.
As long as they like the new stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, you'll still have the old stuff too.
The fan favorites,
right?
Too.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking time today. We're very excited to have you in Alaska.
Well, thanks for having us in a few days. I'm very excited. It's going to be a good time.
Everybody needs to head out to Coots this weekend. It's Friday night, and it's going to be one hell of a rock show.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for taking the time. Hey, introduce everybody.
Oh,
you didn't tell me who everybody is.
Well, so I'm May, and this is Percy.
Hi, Percy.
Bass. We got J-Bomb over here on drums, and we got Jared over here on guitar.
And 3 out of 4, first time in Alaska. This is exciting.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Well, guys, I wish you all the luck. I'll see you at the show.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Can't wait.
Bye.